Lancaster presents the Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. The starring players...
This is Preston Foster.
This is Louise Allbritton.
And this is Stuart Irwin.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in RKO's rib-tickling farce about a marital mishap, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It stars Louise Allbritton as Mrs. Smith, Preston Foster as Mr. Smith, and Stuart Irwin as Jefferson Custer III. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Mr. and Mrs. Smith. On September the 10th, 1941, David Smith married Ann Krausheimer. On September the 11th, they had a quarrel. But on the morning of September the 12th, they made up. David said it was his fault, Ann said it was her fault. On September 13th, they had a quarrel. But on the morning of September the 14th, they made up. David said it was his fault, Ann said it was her fault. Well, yesterday was December 31st, 1944, and they had a quarrel. We joined them on the morning of January 1st, 1945.
Oh, but it was all my fault, Ann.
Oh, no, David, darling. It was my fault.
You were dead right about my brother. He is a bum.
Of course he's a bum. But I shouldn't pick on your relatives. It isn't sporting.
Well, I called your Aunt Edith an old tomato.
But she is an old tomato.
Well, just the same, I didn't have to prove it. I guess I lost my head when you threw the sugar bowl at me.
Oh, I know I shouldn't have done that, David. I was so afraid when I saw it flying through the air.
Why? I ducked in plenty of time.
Oh, yes, that's what I was afraid of. It really was a cowardly thing to do, David. You knew very well you were standing right in front of the porcelain vase that Mother gave us for Christmas. I knew you've never liked my mother, but you didn't.
Let's not bring your mother into this.
Well, this is a free country. My mother has a perfect right to come into the conversation.
Not into my conversation.
It's my conversation, too.
Oh, yeah, well, let me tell you something.
Tell me nothing. I'll tell you something, David.
Well, and so the Smiths had another quarrel. Somehow or other, David got into his new tweed topcoat, on which Anne thought she saw some dark hairs, and got out of the house at last. We pick him up as he arrives in his office and is confronted by his partner, Jefferson Custer III, which was just too many.
All right, Jeff, so it's 11 o'clock. I burned my candles at both ends. I don't believe in the Easter Bunny. I'm forever blowing bubbles. I'm a mess. Now, please get that suffering expression off your face.
Well, that's quite unfair, David. I only suggested that the members of a legal firm should have a little more regard for routine.
I'd be glad to, but I can't let business interfere with the fights I have at home.
No. It's a pity you can't be less aggressive in your relationship with Anne.
Oh, naturally, I'm to blame.
I didn't say that, but it does seem odd that you have so many quarrels. Anne is such a gentle person.
Gentle? She's the only dreamboat I ever saw with 16-inch guns. What's on the docket for today? Any new cases?
Well, Mr. Deaver wants to see you. He's been waiting an hour.
Deaver? I never heard him. What pictures has he been in?
Oh, no.
Well, show him in.
He says it's a private matter. I won't stay.
Well, of course you'll stay. You know I never talk to a client unless you're around. Bring him in.
Very well. Mr. Deaver, Mr. Smith will see you now. I appreciate the compliment you paid me, David.
Compliment? I just meant that you're a great atmosphere. Other law offices have marble statues of Alexander Hamilton. We have you.
Oh.
Hello. I am Leonidas Deaver.
Huh? Well, have a chair, Mr. Deaver. What's on your mind?
Are you Mr. David Smith?
That's right.
Are you the Mr. David Smith who married Miss Ann Krausheimer in Whittleville, Idaho?
I am.
In that case, Mr. Smith, I have a surprise for you.
Oh, goody.
Whittleville is not located in Idaho, but Nevada. They just found out by a recent survey.
You don't say.
Yep. So you and Miss Krausheimer are not legally married.
Well, that could happen to any... What? Say that again.
You're not where we married, Mr. Smith. Isn't that reprehensible?
Oh, David, that's terrible. Well, I see no reason for amusement, David. This is quite a serious matter.
Serious? It's hilarious. For 3 years, now get this, for 3 years, I've been pounding on the bathroom door and saying, hurry up, get out of that tub. And who was in the tub? Miss Ann Krausheimer.
David.
Hello?
Hello, Ann.
Oh, now, David, if you've just called me up to start another argument, I
argument,
want...
darling? Nothing was further from my mind. Look, I've got a great idea. Let's call off that bridge date tonight and just stay home and be romantic.
David, are you feeling all right?
I never felt better in my whole life. I just happen to be romantic, that's all. Now, let's have a Nunavut little dinner, and you can wear that little black lacy thing.
Oh, just a minute, David. Who is it?
It's your dear mother, darling.
Oh, Mother, well, sit down and I'll be right there. It was Mother, David.
The old pest?
What?
I said give her my best.
Oh.
And get rid of her before I come home.
Get rid of her?
Well, I mean, we don't want anyone around tonight, darling. Let's have candles on the table and put on some of that perfume I like. You know, the kind that makes my nostrils twitch.
Why, David, what on earth's come over you?
Well, you just wait and see. Will you be ready?
Oh, yes, darling, of course. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sweet.
I wonder if he's got a hangover from New Year's Eve.
Ann, dear,
hello, Mother. I suppose you dropped in for lunch.
Oh, that poor little girl.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with me. What are you talking about?
You're not married.
You're crazy.
Oh, no, I'm not. I met Leonidas Stever from Littleville this morning, and he explained that Littleville is really in Nevada, and you had an Idaho license.
Is that bad?
It means you're not legally married. Oh, my poor baby. To think that such a disgrace should come to the Krausheimers.
Oh, calm down, Mother, really. All David has to do is marry me again as soon as I tell him.
But he knows by now. Mr. Deaver was going to see him this morning.
Oh, of course he knows. Oh, I see the whole thing now.
Did he mention it when he was talking to you on the phone?
No, but he will. He wants to be romantic about it. We'll have dinner at home tonight. With candles. And he'll propose all over again.
Now, that was my idea of a really swell dinner.
Was it, darling?
Oh, definitely. You buy the best canned spaghetti I've ever tasted.
Oh.
How about some more champagne?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm all bubbly now.
Anne, there's something I'd like to say to you.
Yes, David?
Come over here.
Now, what do you want to tell me?
Anne?
Yes?
Gee, you smell good.
Oh. David, I was thinking today, how would you like to go to Littleville on our next vacation?
Now, don't change the subject, Anne. There's something about you tonight that goes right to my nose.
Oh.
Seductive, that's what that perfume is. When I first met you in Littleville, you smelled of Castile soap and hay.
David, did I tell you that Mother was here today? We had quite a chat.
I'll bet you did. And that reminds me.
Yes, David?
Anne, there's something I really want to ask you.
Yes, David?
How come a girl with a mother like yours can smell so nice?
Oh, really? I believe I will take some more champagne.
Ah, that's the spirit. But why don't we take the bottle and a couple of glasses and go in the other room?
The other room?
Sure. Let's go in and get comfortable and maybe turn on the little radio, you know, nice and low.
David, I want to tell you something.
But none of that swing stuff. Tonight I want Guy Lombardo. Come on, darling.
David Smith, you'd better listen to me right now.
It must be pretty important.
It certainly is. I know all about the Idaho wedding license.
Oh, that. Well,
Yes, that. Mother heard it from Mr. Deaver.
Well, it looks like I'm out on a double play. Deaver to Mother to you.
Oh, you knew all the time and you weren't going to tell me.
Oh, you're wrong, sweetheart. I was going to tell you. Later.
How much later?
Well, I
should have known it.
Oh, take it easy, honey.
You were just going to lead me on, and when you got tired of me, you were going to cast me aside like a worn-out orange.
The word is glove.
Oh.
I didn't mean any harm, honey. We'll go down to City Hall and get married again the first thing in the morning.
And where do you think you're going to spend the night?
Why, here, of course.
Oh, no, you're not. You Guy Lombardo listener, get out of here.
But, darling,
Get out!
You're just upset, baby. After all, a man's wife can't...
Well, I'm not your wife. I'm Annie Krausheimer, and you don't live here anymore.
Oh, sweetheart, you don't mean it. What do you know? She means it. Morning, Jeff.
Sit down, David. There's something I want to say to you. Briefly, it's briefly, it's...
Really? What else is new?
Pardon me. I believe I'm getting a cold this beastly weather.
You should have your galoshes retreaded.
What? Oh, yeah.
But you had something to say to me.
Yes. Yes, I just spoke to Anne on the telephone.
Oh?
I asked her to come down here to talk things over, quietly and sanely. You're much too fine, both of you, to have this thing happen.
Gosh, Jeff. It's awfully decent of
you. I'm going to take matters into my own hands, David. And after all, you and Anne, you mean a good deal to me.
Jeff, I... Shake hands with me, Jeff.
Glad to, old man.
Jeff, you're the best friend a man ever had.
We're partners, old man.
You're the best law partner a man ever had.
We were school chums, old man.
And you were the best fullback Michigan ever had.
Oh, come now. I was a little weak around the ends, old man.
I always said Tommy Harmon was a greater back, but I was wrong, Jeff. Harmon couldn't touch you.
Thanks, old man.
Mrs. Smith is here.
Send her in, old man. I mean, send her in.
This way, Mrs. Smith. Oh, hello, Jeff.
Oh, I'm glad to see you, Anne.
Talk to my lawyer, please.
Your lawyer? What lawyer?
Anne has asked me to represent her in this matter, David.
Well, Annie doesn't need a lawyer.
No, you're right, David. She doesn't, because according to the facts, you two aren't married at all.
Why, you sniveling shyster. You call yourself a lawyer? Someday an ambulance is going to stop suddenly and knock all your teeth out.
Please, now let's not lose our tempers. We must face facts. You two simply are not married and never have been. Oh, I admit a certain relationship has existed between you.
Let's not go into that.
No, the law states clearly that should the woman care to halt this relationship and marry someone else, she has a legal right to do so.
Really? Are you sure, Jeff?
Absolutely. Peterson versus Peterson, Jones versus Jones, Brown versus Brown, and Horowitz versus the state of Pennsylvania.
The whole state of Pennsylvania?
The whole state.
Horowitz sounds like a bigamist.
You're supposed to be a friend of mine, Custer, and you tell her about Horowitz.
I have never taken advantage of our friendship, David, and it is only because you are standing here that I am able to say to Anne decently and honestly, Anne, would you care to have dinner with me tomorrow night?
Why, of course, Jeff. Where?
Anne, I warn you, if you have dinner with him tomorrow night, we're through.
Good. What time, Jeff?
We're through, Anne. From now on, we're just friends.
Will the store club be all right, Jeff?
Anywhere you say.
Very well. Goodbye, Anne. And as for you, Custer.
Yes, David.
You couldn't carry Harmon's water bucket.
The curtain falls on Act One of the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players. And now, the lights go on. Do you welcome those bright lights, or would you rather sit in darkness? Kind, concealing darkness that hides little blemishes. Now, if you want to be proud of your skin, if you want to look and feel radiantly attractive in any light, listen to this message from Lady Esther.
Do you know the mistake many women make in the care of their skin? They use too many different kinds of preparations. They use things to open the pores, another to close the pores, one thing working against the other. Any doctor will tell you that's wrong, that under such treatment, the pore openings finally refuse to function at all. They remain wide open, make the skin look rough and coarse. That's why, for more than 30 years, I've refused to make any other cream than Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream, for I know it's the only cream you need. All any skin needs is a cream that cleans it thoroughly. One that removes the dry, dead particles of skin nature is constantly throwing off. And Lady Esther Face Cream does just that. It leaves your skin so smooth and fresh, so free of dry, flaky particles, that when you apply your face powder, it looks fastidiously clean and radiant. It has a translucence, a clarity it never had before. You can prove all this in just 30 seconds with the patch test. Just rub a little Lady Esther face cream on one cheek, wipe it off, and then compare that side of your face with the other. Run your fingers over it. Feel how the dry, rough flakes are gone, how smooth and silky that patch of skin has become. Then apply your face powder and see the difference. See the fascinating new clarity of your skin. You see, Lady Esther Face Cream does the four things your skin needs most for beauty, and does them by itself, working with nature, not against nature. Prove it with the patch test. It takes only 30 seconds, half a minute. Call your drugstore now. Ask them to send you a jar of Lady Esther Face Cream and make the patch test tonight.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, starring Stuart Irwin as Jefferson Custer III, Louise Allbritton as Mrs. Smith, and Preston Foster as Mr. Smith. Well, 2 weeks have passed, and Ann's date with Jeff has turned into a series of dates. David is frantic because he has heard that Ann intends to marry Jeff. And Ann is frantic because David is frantically chasing her all over town, which is a pretty frantic situation. We find Ann now knocking frantically on Jeff's door.
Hello, Jeff.
Ed, what are you doing here?
Well, it was either your apartment or the park, Jeff. David's taken over my home.
Well, come in. Come in. You poor girl.
Oh, you're so understanding, Jeff. How's the cold?
Oh, fine. I think it's dearly God.
Yeah? Well, fig again.
Oh. I'm so glad you decided to come with me with your troubles, Ed. You know, you can count on me, always.
Oh, thanks, Jeff, and concern died a million. I mean, well, you know what I mean.
Of course.
Say, young man, what you need is a little medical attention. Where's your bar? Your liquor cabinet.
Oh, I feel fine, Ann.
Oh, now you sit right down, Jeff. I'll have you fixed up in a jiffy.
Oh, now.
Here we are.
Ed, that's whiskey.
Of course. David always takes this for a cold. Or anything else.
Is all that for me? But I don't drink liquor.
Oh, but this isn't just alcohol, Jeff. It's medicine.
Well, if you think I ought to take it.
Yes, I do. One big gulp now.
All right. Ah, there we are.
My goodness. Didn't you feel it? Didn't it burn or anything?
Oh, not at all. It must be my metabolism.
You know, I don't think one's going to do you a bit of good.
Oh, now, Ed.
Well, it's all medicine. Kills the germs. Drink up now.
Your health. Ah.
What a constitution.
Well, what do you know? My cold's gone.
I never saw anyone in my life who could swallow whiskey like that.
Oh, it's common in cases of high tamabilism.
High what?
Bam-tambilism.
Uh-oh.
Goodness, it's chilly. If you don't mind, I'll fight a liar in the fireplace.
Jeff.
Huh?
Maybe that second one was too much.
Oh, nonsense, my dear. Miss Ann, may I pardon your beg for most?
Certainly.
I find that a cold shower counterbacks hiccups. So if you'll...
Oh, Jeff! Jeff, speak to me. Jeff, wake up. Oh, dear. Jeff, coming.
Is this Mr. Jefferson Custer III?
Yes, that's him on the floor. Won't you come in?
Well, may I ask just what is going on here?
Oh, too much metabolism, I guess. Here, help me get his clothes off.
Very well. I beg your pardon.
Now, don't be stuffy. This is an emergency. Say, who are you, anyway?
I am his mother.
His mother? Oh, well, please, Mrs. Custer, let me explain.
As a matter of fact, I insist that you do.
Well, I'm a friend of his, and, well, I... Oh, look, he's coming, too. Jeff, are you all right?
Yes, I think so. My head, my stomach, my mother. Mama, where did you come from?
From Newport, and rather opportunely, it seems. Jefferson, who is this woman?
Oh, she's... Now, wait a minute. Now, don't get the wrong impression, Mama. Now, Miss Krausheimer is a very good friend of mine. More than a friend, I might add. Ann and I are going to be married. Oh, my, this is our busy night, isn't it?
Come in.
So, I thought you'd be here, Ann.
Oh, hello, David. Mother, this is my partner, David Smith.
How do you do, Mr. Smith? Jeff has written me so much about you. I presume you know Miss Krausheimer.
We met some time ago.
They're going to be married, Mr. Smith. Isn't it thrilling? But I suppose it's an old story to you.
Older than you think, Mrs. Custer. Eh, Krause?
Where are you going on your honeymoon, Jeff? Bermuda.
Oh, I wouldn't advise that. Anne's a bad sailor. Say, Krause, remember the trip we took on the Albany night boat?
The Albany night boat?
David, don't you think you ought to be leaving?
Oh, sure. I just dropped in to ask Krause if my shorts were back from the laundry yet.
Your shorts?
Krause, Anne sort of took care of his things around the house.
Yes. Little household things.
Best little housekeeper you ever saw. Jeff's a lucky man, Mrs. Custer. I wish you were going to marry me.
You do, Mr. Smith.
You bet. Krause's quite a girl. And believe me, I ought to know. I've been sitting across a breakfast table from her for 3 solid years.
Oh, Jefferson, I think it's time I was running along. I'd like to see you later, if you don't mind. In private. Goodbye. Yeah.
David Smith, I hate you.
That was downright mean, David. However, it will do you no good. I intend to marry Anne before this month is out.
Before this week is out.
What's the matter with tonight, right now?
By gad, sir, that's a good idea.
It certainly is. We'll be married tonight. You mean tonight?
Sure. Jeff and I know a justice of the peace who lives in this neighborhood. He can be over here in 5 minutes with a special license.
Oh, but this is so sudden.
Yes, but it will settle things once and for all. I'll go inside and phone him. In 5 minutes, we'll be man and wife.
Well, Annie, I hear you're getting married. Congratulations. Would you like to borrow my copy of What Every Girl Should Know?
You engineered this, you sneak. Marry me off that man.
I thought you loved him.
Well, I do love him. I love him madly. But how do I know whether I want to marry him?
I won't let you do to good old Jeff what you've done to me. His reputation must be protected.
You are a...
I know. It rhymes with mouse.
Well, it's all settled. The justice will be over in a couple of minutes with a special license.
Fine. And to show you there's no hard feelings, I'll be the best man. Well, let's have a little drink to your happiness.
You know I never drink.
Oh, come now. A man only gets married now and then.
Oh, Jeff really doesn't drink, David. Liquor does things to him.
Why, Anne, you know drinking doesn't affect me. If you're referring to what happened, it must have been something I ate.
Sure, that's all it was. Why, Jeff can handle any amount of the stuff. It's the food that throws him every time.
Absolutely.
Remember the night we won the Barrington case, Jeff? We thought we ought to celebrate, so we went out for a salami sandwich and 5 bottles of vodka.
What happened?
Poor old Jeff passed out cold. The salami went right to his head.
You know, I haven't touched a salami sandwich since.
But this is nothing but a harmless little bottle of whiskey. Come on, old man, have a drink.
Better not, Jeff.
Nonsense. It couldn't possibly hurt me.
That's right. We men know what we're doing. Pour a shot for all of us, Jeff, old man.
You bet. Now, one for you, and one for you, and one for me.
Is this your idea of a shot, Jeff?
Certainly.
Well, it looks more like a barrage.
Well, my friends, here's to our...
Pardon me, I'll answer it. It's probably Justice Carnes.
Well, Annie, in a few minutes, you'll be Mrs. Jefferson Custer III, which is quite a bunch of Custers.
Yes, I guess I will.
A great old name, Custer, but not what it used to be. The best you can say for Jeff is that he might die with his spats on. How do you feel?
Me? Oh, I feel wonderful. I've never been happier.
You don't sound very happy.
Oh, David, I'm scared.
Well, there's nothing to be scared about.
I mean, I'm not sure. After all, I've never been married before.
Well, here's Justice Carnes. You know Mr. Smith, of course, Justice. And this is the bride, Miss Anne Krausheimer.
Delighted. Ah, having a drink, I see.
Yes. Won't you join us?
Delighted.
All right, just say when. That's all there is.
When?
Well, here's to a long and happy marriage. Down the hatch, everybody.
Down the hatch, yes.
Ah, excellent. Now, let's proceed with the ceremony. Will the bride step forward? And the groom? Did somebody push him?
Oh, I knew it. He's down again. Custer's last stand.
Say, that was strong whiskey. I don't feel it myself, but I can see how others might. Pardon me.
Oh, poor Jeff. Poor Jeff, we'll never revive him now.
I gather the wedding is off.
Yes, I guess it is. Poor little girl, there she stands.
Who are those two girls with her?
They're bridesmaids. She's the one in the middle. Doesn't your heart just ache for her, Justice?
It even burns.
Just look at her. No rings on her fingers and a drunk at her toes. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to revive her faith in men. I'm going to marry her myself.
Oh. Very well. Do you, David Smith, take this woman to be your lawful wedded husband? A wife?
I certainly do.
Oh, this whole thing's a plot. You made Jeff take that drink just because you knew what would happen.
Sure, and so did you. But did you try to stop him?
Well,
proceed with the ceremony.
Do you and Chris Hummer... Krausheimer. Yeah, you said it, yeah. Do you and what he said... take this man to be a lawful wedded wife?
She does.
I do not.
She does.
Well, make up your minds. Do she is or ain't she does your baby?
Oh, all right, I do, but I...
That's enough. Then by the authority of my virtuous man and wife, I now pronounce you justice of this county.
Thank you. Thank you, Louise Albritton, Preston Foster, and Stuart Irwin for a delightful and amusing half hour.
Oh, it was fun for us, too, Mr. Bradley. We're always delighted to appear with the Lady Esther Screen Guild players because we know the benefits from these programs go to support the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its wonderful work at the Country House. And now here's a word from one of America's foremost beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Albritton. Ladies, it's easy to make claims, but it's not always easy to prove claims. Now, I say that Lady Esther face cream will give your skin new life and freshness, will give your skin a smooth clarity and translucence on which your face powder looks beautiful. And I can prove it in just 30 seconds, half a minute, with the Lady Esther patch test. Here's all you do. Just rub a little Lady Esther face cream on your forehead, chin, or one cheek. Wipe it off completely. Then see and feel the difference. Run your fingers over that patch of skin and feel how the dry, rough flakes are gone. Apply your face powder and see the vibrant color and freshness of it on the smooth new beauty of your skin. Now that will happen to your entire face when you apply Lady Esther face cream. For one, it thoroughly cleans your skin. Two, it softens your skin. Three, it helps nature refine the pores. And four, it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. Remember, you can prove all this in the time it takes to count 30. So call up your druggist and ask him to send you a jar of Lady Esther face cream. Make the patch test tonight and surprise your friends by the fascinating smoothness of your skin tomorrow.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will be host of Red Book Magazine in its annual awards for the best screen performances of the year. On hand to join in the festivities will be George Murphy, Paul Lucas, and this year's winners, Barry Fitzgerald and Bing Crosby, in scenes and songs from their Paramount picture, Going My Way. Be sure to listen. Louise Allwritten comes to you by courtesy of Universal Pictures, producers of The Suspect. Preston Foster will soon be seen in The Valley of Decision, a Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. Remember, ask for the largest size. Truman Bradley speaking. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.